So,
any questions? Please feel free.
Yeah, will you?
Yeah, Karin.
Is existence only thought? Is all existence thought?
Then you remember, Yopam, Dropa, Kanga, Nam Tokribe.
Yopai.
Yopa, Yopadam, Mepa, Tile, Yopam, Dropa, Te, Nam Tokribe.
Re. Yopam, Dropa, Tamke.
Re.
Yopatam, Yopatam, Mepa, Tamke.
Re, Chitam, Chi, Yopa, Te,
Nam Tokribe.
Nam Tokribe.
Yopa. Te yopa tang, yopa te namto yimi, kitang nang below here, here na, drumta tang yar gogre. Drumta da major na, here this kalekapu yere, drumta da jana de lagre. Yeah, drumta.
So, in general, one can say that it is a teaching of the Buddhist tradition to say that to make certain statements in relation to the existence and non-existence of phenomena in order to investigate closer what these statements are in fact, one has to relate it to the different levels of philosophical tenets which are presented in the teachings.
Kirtan tene nangba lo la trumta ye yore. Trumta ye ye na ne sedra ma va trumta tardo se na zonwa dutin chami da hipa kechik chami ni de yopare ngene yore yang takpar yore denpar yore te trupa ma re. Yore.
So, in talking about the schools of philosophical tenets that are found within the Buddhist tradition, the first of them consists in those called the Vaibhashika, and they assert that there is something called a minutest particle, a finest atomic particle which has existence as an outer perceived or and constitutes outer perceived objects and that on the side of the perceiver there is a minutest instant of consciousness and finest moment of consciousness constituting the perceiver and both of these the perceived atom and the moment of consciousness exist. They truly exist. They actually exist. They really exist.
Then do the. Then, kunzok the karas na, kunzok. Dote chami chokpe rakpa thare, thakre. Hakusonga.
Ode.
Thare tavtang, depa dam maung bat namdo tav. Deso then kunzokre denbayom. Kunzo pre, kunzo zumba dembar mepa.
Doctor,
Sedamam
looks so la. Kunzo to
Kunzo to Dutin chami to endam raba, Dutin chami sokper rakpatar rakpatagre tab tor yojere, hi yojere, bam da toas or hi yojere, kunzo pre, zumbare. Depa da maung ban nam do rakpa ta so tene kunzob re.
Oh.
Kya kye se jor. Ta ko so.
Ta
ko na ya po jor.
Yeah. So on the one hand, we have the, as it's described in the Vaibhashika level, the genuine reality consisting in truly existent atomic particles and moments of consciousness which are not a delusion. These are described as the genuine reality existing. On the other hand, in that school of thought, then the relative level consists in the collections of these. For example, in the coarse collection of atoms constituting a rock mountain, this would be a relative phenomenon in that school because it would be possible to for it to deteriorate or to destroy it with a bomb and so on. So it constitutes a relative phenomena, and similarly, in respect to moments of consciousness, then the relative level, as described for the Vaibhashika school, would consist in the collections of time, for example, past and future, and so on.
Tene zonga dothen chami tang hipa ke chi chami ni de jetam chi jetam che changa tene me pha yong ya yo ma re di se ne yang den ba re zonga dothen chami yor dothen chami tang hipa ke chi chami de den ba yin bi jin sin kar re zonga dothen chami de ka se che na yang che ya yo ma re chi ya yo ma re chami yin bi se ne chi ya yo ma re Shepa keji khyami te kathe takke tang na yang, ko mebando ya yo maare. Di se na den baare.
So what is the justification?
Gakpa. Da chi chong.
So what is the justification for the Vaibhashika school referring to the perceived objects in their minutest form of the finest particle and the perceiver in the form of the tiniest instant of consciousness, what is the justification for referring to those as truly existent? It is that they argue that it is not possible to divide them or to destroy them or alter them in any way, since the finest particle would be the smallest possible thing. It would no longer be divisible. It could not be further divided, and therefore would be truly existent. And similarly, no matter how much one analyzed an instant, one could get it down to a finest instant, which could not be analyzed any further. So that instant also would be truly existent.
Tenen dote belok tar de sena penna. Metoke meto dala ranchin tang kinchin yire meto meke nam khi ji yor de churba churba te meto ranchin re nam to ki meto sambe meto te tene meto chel cha pa che chik sam go yire te kinchin re ranchin de kinchin se gre meto sambe kap so Depe meto chikpo yang mare, maungpe meto chikpo yang mare, tate meto chikpo yang mare, meto lan depe meto, maungpe meto, tate meto la xa lo nop san lo sope, teni so ji yewa tang, tuji yewa meto la so tang tuji yewa na sope yore, so tang tuji yewa tam che la chapa meto sam gu yore, Te namdo ke chik zhoba re, te jinsen re. Jinsen te kunzob re, zhomba re, ngo yo ma re, denbar ma dhob re. Ranchen te meto me gintong de ya ke, me gintamari kipen thong ya ke, te ne meto ke daayi de, meto kipen mengyo ke daayi de, yo re, te ranchen re, mene yo re. Oya.
So also among the schools of Buddhist thought, one has one called the Sautantrika, who speak in terms of concrete and abstract characteristics of phenomena. So the abstract characteristic of a flower, or we could say the either abstract or general characteristic of a flower, would be that It is not a flower existing in the past. It is not a flower from the past. It is not a flower from the future. And it is not a flower of the present. It's not a flower of the present in the sense that at the present time there are flowers in the north, in the south, in the east, and in the west, as well as in the intermediate positions. There are, so one could analyze a flower in terms of either a spatial relation, in the directions of space, or in terms of time. And the general characteristic of flower is that which pervades all of these aspects. So it could be at any in any direction of space at any time. So in other words, it is a an abstract idea of a flower which is being applied, to which the name flower is being applied. Whereas on the other hand, the concrete characteristic of flower is the one which appears to the eye consciousness and provides the basis for the imputation of the name flower. So that is the concrete characteristic of flower. And in that school then, the concrete characteristics are said to be truly existent and the abstract characteristics to not be truly existent. The abstract characteristic does not have an essence of its own, does not have actual existence as a thing, whereas the concrete characteristic does.
Rote, Musu Jihi, Yong Depe, Musu Jihi, Tommy, Jihi, Yord, the Jorpati, Danda, or Rote, Ransinre, Musu Jihi, Yord, the Jorpe, Yuma Tela, Narmosine, Ming Takpa, Ming Dang Deva, Narmores, and Namdo Lichavichati, Jinsinre, Toktare, Narmonte Kangala Chapo. This is a doctor. Ming, Narmo, Hippe, Ming, Dang, Mander, Namdo, the Mander, Ve, Ji, Ji, Nam, Hiji, Munsum, the Nyong, the Bati, Tene, Ransin, the Tiere, Tingunere, Ming, Dang, the Doctor, the Chate, Tene, Zumbare.
So if we take the example of chocolate, then when one is
chocolate.
When one is eating
it,
when one is eating a piece of chocolate, then the actual taste, the actual experience, which is a non-conceptual confrontation between the chocolate and the tongue consciousness, is is the concrete characteristic of that. Of that experience, and the thought, oh, this is sweet, this tastes very nice, so that application of names to the experience is the abstract characteristic or the general characteristic, and that is associated with concepts. The concepts are being applied to the experience, and names are being imputed onto the experience. This is called the general or abstract characteristic, which does not have an essence or existence as such, whereas the concrete characteristic in which there is the direct experience without concept has true existence according to that school.
Tene. Yang chokse in the lecha yana chokse, he ming tak vichate, chokse he pa de ming re, ming te dang de te, namto lecha vichate, kunzov re, ming ta be ye, tene, porpa te yana ya, and zain to be diete, ransin re te yere. Raba chokse he pe ming dang de, namto tak vichate, kunzov re, tenpari yo mare. Mengdabi ye rantzen te yore.
So if we take the example of the table, then the concrete characteristic of the table is its ability to support whatever one puts on it, for example, to support a cup. Then the general characteristic would be then the application of the name table to this. And on the basis of interrelating the phenomenon and the name, then various concepts arise as a result of that. And this aspect of the table, it's conceptually the application of concepts based on applying names does not have true existence, or is not an actually existent phenomenon, whereas in the terms of that school, the basis for the application of those names, namely the concrete characteristic, is the genuinely real aspect of it, whereas the general characteristic is the relative unreal aspect of it. So in the South Tantric school, then the concrete characteristic is truly existent, the abstract characteristic is not truly existent.
So
then in the Chittamatran school, then the perceived object on the one hand and the perceiving mind on the other, appearing as if they were two different things with an empty space between them, or a gap between them, as if they were really different things. This is, for the mind-only school, is the relative level. It is not truly existent. It does, there is no actual existence of things in that form. Whereas the emptiness of the duality of perceived and perceiver, which is the clarity and awareness consciousness itself, the clear and aware consciousness itself, exists.
Tene, pena sensambalo la malam the method, then dawaja malam tawaina method. Tang meto zeba nam hi ni yo mare, pata la tongba yo mare, pata la tongba mebes and ni yo mare. Ni yo pata trapare, malamdo. Tang malamdo meto, tang meto zeba same ni mina yam, the zungzi ni jitongba same sarek tangi, malandi kapsa yo bari. Rava.
So then. A flower which is experienced in a dream, then in connection with the dream, we can see how exactly that the perceived object experienced in the dream and the perceiver of it do not have any space between them. They're not two different things. Even though in the dream they appear to be so, this difference between perceived and perceiver does not exist at all. The thing being perceived and the mind perceiving it being the same. So that in the dream is the apparent duality, which does not actually exist in that way. While the consciousness, which has these properties of clarity and awareness, does exist. If we then take, in terms of the citta-mata or mind-only school of Buddhist teaching, then we take the case of all of us looking at this red flower, then the statement of the citta-mata school would be that between the flower as a supposed outer object and the eye consciousness perceiving it and the mental consciousness relating to it conceptually, so between these different elements there is no space or difference, so that apparent separation between perceived and perceiver does not exist. There is no actual distance between the two, and what is existing there is the non-concept. Whether one speaks of it as non-conceptual or conceptual, in its non-conceptual conceptual aspects, the clarity and awareness of the consciousness itself, that exists.
Dorna, ta, sentampe lola.
Yeah. Rangyong.
Rangyong, te rangyong te jie lama, te kaje wala. Chu kaje ki te yoke ta.
So I forgot one of the most important parts of it, that then this truly exists, this truly existent clear and aware consciousness then is described as being self-awareness or self-experience, not the experience of an outer object, but self-awareness.
Tene sentampe lola sem tamche la kha sete je cha da nan de ji cha ni re chor ni ye bare nang ne ngo ji kwa re pe na me to je be me ke nam hi ti kha sete je cha ni me to la me gre nan de ji cha ni rang ga sem sa re ge cha de rang ge nyong to gre me to ngwe sun je be nyam nyong de nyong a de yo re Meto go sampe namdo tele yang ka sete meto le ming ne oh meto samgye re ka nangdo tete rangge meto jimpe namdo rangge sare ge chate rang nyung re ranyung yore ti se na tokke da tomi je sem kande ina ka sete yo le ming pe cha dang ka na de rang nyung me cha ni yore sem la chor ni yore ka sete yo le ming pa
Kasete yula mekpa la tene ming dakpe.
Ming yang dakare. Pena, wang mekhi je yula mekde ming dakamare. Tokye je yula mekde ming dakarwa. Te soso se kura. Tokye da tomi se maikhi na digamare. Te ka nante da rang sare ke cha rang nyamso nyua. Pena, meto zinpe namto te meto te zin yopa hako goyere. Arangke. Same Koranke, Meto and Zen Yoba ten Nani, Yuma Jir. De Cassedeta Nante Nyore.
So, in the Samsampa, mind only or Citta-mata explanation, one has to distinguish a number of different factors. In the first case, one distinguishes between an outward turned aspect of consciousness and an inward turn aspect of consciousness. So in perceiving a flower, then the flower perceived is the perceived aspect of consciousness, or it is the outward turned aspect, whereas the perception, the actual perception of it, is taking place within the inward turned aspect of consciousness, which is self-aware. So the inward turned mind has, which is this clarity and awareness, this consciousness which is clear and aware, at the same time is aware that it is perceiving the outward turned aspect. So it has this self-awareness of the experience coming in through the outward turned aspect of consciousness. And this also has two aspects. It has a non-conceptual and conceptual. The non-conceptual aspect of it being that the outward turned aspect of the mind, which appears in the form of the flower, so at the actual instant of perceiving the flower, this perception is non-conceptual. So what appears to the eye consciousness is perceived non-conceptually. And then on the basis of that, then the mental consciousness applies the name, and along with that, then the concepts that go with it. So that aspect of it is conceptual.
Dīsē nām, tā sēm nā kā sētē jī chā tā nā tē jī chā nī yu tū, kā sētē jī chā tē rāngi mīk bī yor tē mā rō bī sēm nā kā sētē jī chā tē nthur bā rē. Sēm kā sētē jī chā tē chū jīn, nthur bā yīn tē mī yor, mīk bī yor mā rō bī sēm, mīk bī yor tē mē bī sēm nā nthur bā rē. Nā tē rāngi sārī kī nyā sū nyō wī chā tē mā nthur bā rē.
So in the citta-mata system, then, what is being defined as non-existent, or as not having true existence, is the outward-turned aspect of consciousness. And why, and Rinpoche gave the logical format, given the experiences of the outward-turned consciousness, they do not have true existence. Because they don't constitute a focal object. There is no focal object existing as something separate from the consciousness perceiving it. And since there is not this focal object or focal condition present, then the outward turned aspect of consciousness has no true existence.
Tene Oma Ranju Balola. Rāntōng lā nīyā rē, tāngbō rāngjū pā lō lā. Nāma kuncōp tōtō jōmā yīn tōndā mātōng kāntā rāngjū lō sē. Nāma thāmchē mālāntā jōmā yīn tō kuncōp tāntō yō pā rē. Tōng tāmpā tā rāngā ngōvī mātō pā tōng pā nāng kātā pā rē.
So in the Rāntōng, so now we are talking about the Majjhāmaka school of Buddhist thought, and within that there are both Rongtong and Shentong, or self, empty, and empty of other schools. And in the empty of self, or the self-empty school, there are also two subdivisions called the Svatantrika and the Prasangika. And the Svatantrika view of this is that all phenomena on the relative level are appearances which are mere appearance, like dream or illusion, having no existence of its own, with its own essence. And the essence itself is empty.
Pena, Malam, Joma, Migyo, Melong Nangazungi, Lōnyi nam kunzop to jōchen tēnre chō tsāngje nāng tsāngde yō mā tō rāngā ngōwō yō mā rē tē yīndō kunzop to chū tāmche tē yīndō tsēn tēyē tsende tatar je nawande tene yuchin ten de cho chan je nang chan je yore ma to ngune yo ma.
So then just as a dream, just as the appearance is experienced in dream, in illusion, in fata morgana or optical illusions, and in a cinema, a movie, and the reflections appearing in a mirror. So all of these appearances are mere appearances due to the collection of causes and conditions. And other than being mere appearance resulting from causes and conditions, they have no essence of their own. So this, there is this appearance on a relative level due to collection, the gathering of the proper causes and conditions for that appearance. However, when one investigates it, one finds no actual existing essence of that appearance.
Penna lakpate, lakpate, chakhe, 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 hajang mangbo, chokpa nang zang jikdo, lakpante yore, kunzupte yore mato, mune lakparan ngoyama.
So for example, a hand, other than being, so there, when we first look at it, then we say hand as if it were one thing, but there, then in looking closer one finds part, and in looking still closer one finds more parts, and in looking very closely one finds an inconceivable a number of parts, and other than this collection of all of these parts, there's no hand, there's no actual essence of a hand there.
Nāchū tātā cīndēyē nāvā, zō, dhā, trē, rō, rīgzā, lā, sōpē, nāvā nā cōkwān dē, nāvā kāndē jī yīnā rānglā yūcīn tēndē māngbō jī cōkō rē, yūcīn tēndē cōkwē, nāng cāng jī rē mātō, nāng cāng jī mālam rāvā jī rē mātō, mūnē yō mātō.
So similarly, then all of the appearances that we experience in our present life, whether they be forms or sounds or tastes or smells or tactile sensations, other than being mere appearance due to the collection of causes and conditions, they aren't actually there with an essence of their own.
This is not concept the jyotin tende cho chang du yobare don tambate tongba nam khata bare.
So then relatively speaking, then, there is this appearance, a mere appearance due to the cause, collection of causes and conditions, but ultimately, or what is found on the level of genuine reality, is empty like space.
This is not the range of Lola. Dembar tropa, rangin che tropa ka te, dembar ma tropa ta, rangin che ma tropa te, ke lingri, dubri. Dembar ka, demi do, rangin che tropa ka, rangin che ma tropa dubri. Gadub sukri.
So then, in looking at what is refuted and established in terms of the Prasangika school of the self-empty, the Svatantrika.
Norgin, and that one.
So the Svatantrika school of the Rangtung Majam, the self-empty Majamaka, then refutes the true existence of the relative level as being mere appearance and establishes the non-existence of an essence of its own within those appearances.
T Dene tanjor je lo la, oma tanjor pa lo la, luta kunzom jikten jiju tang, tuja samju lende tanjor lokse. Hibzan zu le sungpare. Kunzom de karre, luta kwa tsam du yo pa. Luta kwa tsam du yo pa, tenyang jikten jiju jo pa tsam re. Jikten je lok tang tuen de ke len pa tsam. Tanjor pa lo la, kunzom de, Lut takpa tsangri, lut namdo ka takpa tsangri yopa tso kunzopri. Tanjirbu lolo kunzop de kandeji yore. Lut namdo ka takpa tsangri yopari. Tung tamba, tundan tenba, tundan tenba te, trupa lindepari, yopa, mepa, nika, nimi la sope, namdo ka trupa tamche lindepa, tundan, trudrali, trupa dan trawa, samdo mepa, judo mepa tenba. Tudra samju lende ese. Tundan trupa dan trawa. Lu chetawa yendo samdo mepa judo mepa lepare.
Tene kunzop tu and lu di.
Kunzop te namdo ka takpa tsam.
Namdo ka takpa tsam.
Kunzop namdo ka takpa tsam re. Tung tamba trupa dan trawa samju lende pa. Samdo mepa judo mepa. Oh yeah.
So then, in the other school of the self-empty Madhyamaka, namely the Prasangika school, the way that they talk about the relative level is that it is a mere the mere imputation of concepts. So, for example, a body, bodies seen from the Prasangika viewpoint are the mere application of concepts. They are mere imputations through concept, the ultimate level or the level of genuine reality for this school is described as being free of all sorts of mental fabrications. Any sort of mental fabrication describing phenomena as either being existent or non-existent, or any other sort of conceptual imputation being applied to phenomena. So the relative level is a mere conceptual type of habit, and the ultimate level is this emptiness which is free of conceptualization or free of fabrications.
Teyang junjo le junjo kherab le bile tundan lo yi chyo yor mi lo ne kunzo yin bar ju sung bar ye wa le ton tam ba te lo nam to ge yor le de pare lo yi chyo yor ma re lo la nang de lu ta pa ta lo yor de nam ma tam je kunzo bi sung bar.
So for example, one text of this school, namely the Bodhichayavatara, has two lines describing the matter in the following way, that what does not serve as an object of the intellect is the genuine reality, and what does appear to the intellect is the relative level which does not have true existence.
This is the Lu Sambata, Lu Mek de Gombata, Lu Mugir Yope, Lu Mekpa Yope Samnotang, Lu Mekpa Yope Gom de Zokanga, Kunzub Yigomre. Tundanje Gom de Lolende Patruba Tamjikivare.
So meditation in the terms of this school of thought then would be if one is meditating in a way involving forms or bodies, thinking of them in one way or another as having them as the focus of the meditation, then this would be a relative form of meditation, whereas a meditation in which such bodies would not appear to the intellect would be an ultimate form of meditation.
This is not that Tanjurba Lola, Kunzup de Tokta Tan the Yopar Kelingre, Ton Tamba Yopa the Meba Kangdo Yan Kelingamare. tanda yo chor kade re se gedwa wa te
re
orang traba
dendrik maso
a
dendrik maso
dendrik maso hima no kunzop te nam to ge takpa tan de yo pare tanjur bo lo la kunzop tok ta tan de yo pare kunzop ji yo chor kar re ngne yo mare nam to ge takpa tan de yo re ton tamba te yo pa ta me ba kang do yang ke mi lin pare yo mi len de pare tanda yo chor de morang te pare ba
re So your question then dealt with the way one uses the term existence in Buddhist teaching, and in the Prasangika view then the way one talks about existence, relatively speaking, would be that it is a mere conceptual, application of concepts which has no true existence within it or of its own. And the ultimate level would be that which is free of any sort of conceptual tempering, any sort of fabrication.
Tene yendong galo la, yendong oma chenpi lo la, kuenta yenwang yongrop som se gogre.
So in the Majjhimaka school called Empty of Other, then one has to distinguish three levels of reality or three levels of existence. One called the completely imputed aspect of existence, one the dependent aspect of existence, and finally the really existent or perfectly existent aspect of existence.
Deyang lodun tayeji hizan zule kunta yewan Kunzop, Tandan, Yondrop, Randa, Yinki, Yendong, Losombar. Kunta, Yenwan, Kunzop. Yondrop, Randa, Yiki, Yendong, Los. Kunta, Dan Yenwan, Yi, Kunzop, Dembare. Yondrop, Te Ramzong, Yiki, Te Tandan, Dembare. The Yendong, Los. Kunta, Yenwan, Kunzop, Tandan, Yondrop, Randa, Yiki, Yendong, Los. Oh, yeah.
So then the great master Lodur Taye, in the text called The Treasury of Knowledge or Encyclopedia of Knowledge, has referred to the empty of other school of the Majjhimaka as being, in the following terms, completely imputed aspect of existence and the dependent aspect of existence are relative, are the relative aspects, whereas the truly existent, the perfectly existent aspect of existence is the ultimate or genuine reality, which is self-aware wisdom, or self-aware primordial wisdom, or self-aware original knowledge. So this, on the one hand, we have the relative level being described in terms of it being a mere imputation, or of the way in which it is dependent. And on the other hand, we have the ultimate level of things, the ultimate level of existence, described as being self-arising wisdom.
Benna kunta te meto de meto hipe mengdang derte namdo ke semle serur to meto hipe mengdang derte Sirutatak pachate kundare Yemang te meto o sambe nam to tang Meto nang tsam te yemang re Meto tang Sirutje meto nang tsam da meto nzimbe Nam hi ni zung zi ni je tong be Zung zi ni je tong be sem je rang yin wo saram Tudraji ye hite yungrub re.
So then in the empty of other school of the Majjhimaka, then This flower would be looked at in the following way, that so if we take the relative aspect of the flower first, the completely imputed aspect of that flower is the connecting of the name at Kentucky.
Ming tan de te serur de takpa.
Serur de takpa.
Serur de yo par takpa. Me to hi pe ming tan de te serur de yo par takpa.
Are.
Rwa.
Hey. So the completely imputed aspect would be this the connecting of the name flower to this to that which serves as the basis for that name, as well as thinking of it as being an outwardly existent thing or something existing truly on the outside, that is a complete imputation, a mere imputation, and is called the completely imputed aspect of the flower. Whereas the dependent aspect of the flower is the concept flower itself, where the perceiving mind says, oh, this is a flower.
Namdo tang metok dai te. Metok dai te tang metok osamba namdo korang ni yewang ne.
So the
Ming da bi yete nang sa jere pakya gna ware. Yewang re. Metok osamba namdo te ya pakya gna ware yewang re. Pakya ka wang gna ware.
So this dependent aspect of the flower is something appearing due to the habitual tendencies in the mind, so that's one part of it. And then having this appearance there, due to the habitual tendencies in the mind, then this serves as the basis for the imputation of the name flower. And so then this appearance serving as the basis for the imputation as well as the concept flower itself, these are all the dependent aspect of it. And then finally, the really existent aspect of the flower is the emptiness of, it is that aspect which is empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver and is the clear light luminosity, which is the primordial wisdom or original knowledge, free of all fabrication.
Pena yang thula jana mache ka nga maung ba la kale ka po yungre sang ka ngar sang na maung ba te kundare maung ba te tanda tsa ni yo mare kundare maung ba la ka nga yungre sang ba nam do te Jeva Thoma Mepe Maung Ba Namdo La Namdo Ka Pakhyal Teen Songwa Re Pakhyal Ka Yenwang Kien Re Rangwa Mepe Chegu Yere Te Maung Ba La Kanga Sampe Namdo Rang Yenwang Re Jumsen Kar Re Jeva Thoma Mepe Ni Maung Ba Namdo San Kanga Sampe La Teen De Tanda Yang Samkare Malam Do Yang Samkare Rwa Malam Do Yang Samkare Te Yenwang Re Pakhyal Ka Yenwang Ka Namdo Jeva Re Tāng māṅ pā tāng māṅ pā nāṁ tō nī pō tē zhōng zhēng nī yō mā rē, nī jī tōng pā rē. Zhōng zhēng nī jī tōng pā sēm jī nē lō ngō tōng pā. Rāng jīng sār pā. Sār tōng yēr mē pā ām. Tū pā tham jē lēn tē pē yē kī tē, tē nī yōng rōp sī kī rē.
So then, if we then associate this, these three properties being explained, or these three aspects of existence being explained in the empty of other school, if we associate that with time, then We could take the example of someone thinking of the difficulties he's going to experience in the future. So, so all of these problems that one is going to have in the future are not there, since the future is not is not present. What? So these difficulties do not exist at all, the future not being here at all. So this is the completely imputed aspect of those difficulties, whereas the thought, the thought itself that one is going to have those difficulties is the dependent aspect. And in what sense is it dependent? What do we mean by that? It means that it doesn't, it's not a thought that arises all by its lonesome or in its own power. It arises in dependence on something. And what does it arise in dependence on? Namely, on the similar sort of thinking in the past. So from beginningless time, from birth to birth, one has been embroidering these types of thoughts. One has been entertaining thoughts about the difficulties that one will have in the future. And by the power of that habit, then this thought reappears again, and is then referred to as the dependent aspect, since it is dependent on that previous conditioning of one's own mind. And the really existent aspect of the thought is the actual essence of that thought, which is free of this duality of a thought being perceived and someone perceiving the thought. So it is free of that duality of perceived and perceiver, and it is the clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the nature of the mind, the essence of the mind being the emptiness and the makeup, we could say, of the mind being the clarity, and the fundamental ground or nature of the mind then being this this clarity and emptiness inseparable. So this clarity, emptiness, inseparable nature is then the original, the primordial wisdom or original knowledge free of fabrication.
Dina dam yendong lo la kunda de hi go re kande hi go re kunda nam do ta kwa re ma do rang ng o ma do be hi go re kunda rang ng o ma do be hi pa hi te dine yewang ga nam do den thur ba yin ba hi te thur ba re yewang ga kundo thur ba pang go re kunda den bar ma hi par sa ba re yewang de pang go re kunda namdo ga takpa tsare ma to rang ngo ma do bar hi te tene yewan kundo namdo ndur ba pango re
e contact
kunda hi par sa wa ha ko re sa wa
ho
re ba kunda hi go re den bar ma do ba kan re si hi go re den bar tro bar hi go re ma do bar hi go re den bar ma do bar hi go re tene 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 kunda kunda le mepe yewan nam to control ba de pang thu gre pang go gre karang ngon de se go gre yon drop sem je ne lo wo sar sem je ne lo sa tong yer mi de ngon de se go gre ngon sum de to go gre de ma le tro go gre drop ba se go gre
oh yeah so then we have to understand then the way in which the completely imputed aspect and dependent aspect are being described according to the Shentong or empty of other Madhyamaka. And the completely imputed aspect is being described as not being there at all, not having any sort of existence at all. It is a mere idea. Dependent aspect then is arising in is arising on the grounds of previous. So the dependent aspect has to be abandoned because it is a conceptual delusion, and the now I got it. So the the completely imputed aspect has to be known for what it is, namely as not existing at all. The completely dependent aspect has to be given up because it's a conceptual delusion, and the what really exists has to be actualized, and this is the clear light nature, free of all stain.
Then, da yechor te karere sana yechor te kunda te nam to takpa chan re thani chan do yang ma do pare yemang te thani chan do yore yondrop sem je ne lo we sar te ngne yore te tok ta ma re ngne yore.
So then to get back to your question specifically, then in what sense do we talk about existence with respect to these three aspects? The completely imputed aspect doesn't exist at all. It's a mere imputation of concepts. The dependent aspect exists conventionally, and the perfectly existent aspect really exists.
So this
nature of the mind, the clear light luminous nature, which is the primordial wisdom or the original knowledge, is the ultimate truth, and is the genuine reality which exists.
Tene pena yendong lo la meto de la kunta yewan yondro som ja re re meto mata pate meto mata pare sambat nam to tan de be mata pate kunta ga mata pare mata pe thanyin jo bi ye koran ran yin je ming mi ming da mata pa thanyin ka ya mi ne yang tene hing do ya ji re te yewan ga mata pare meto rang ne lok te tene yondrop re sem vesar je na cha yin be sen na me to rang ne lo ngo ma te vesar tam re tene yondrop je meta pare ya
e kuntak e kuntak be meta pare te
kuntak ge meta pa te ming dang de be cha ye wang ge meta pa te ming dang ma de na ya koran ngo po hing do be cha de re yondrop je meta wa te pa te tene me to ge ne lo metok ne lok te dhamma yepa dhamma tan de be cha ni mata pare yo ba yondo mata pa de dhamma yondo rang ngo bol mata pa yo ma re chu chin tan de be khorang ke chu chin tan de be cha ni mata pa tan yin ju re mata pa som yo re.
So in connection with any phenomenon such as this flower, as described in terms of the empty of other school, one could talk about three sorts of impermanence as related to the flower. There's the completely imputed impermanence, which is the mere association of the name impermanence to the flower. There's the dependent aspect of impermanence, which relates to the actual substance of the flower and the way in which that is is something which can deteriorate, and is something which is found conventionally, and there's the truly existent aspect of it in which there. Tene yung drup kapsa mita pa yung
mara. Mata pa yung drup rang mata pa mara te chuchin tang chuchin meto rang dan derba chani mata pa re. Meto ka ne lok te chuchin meto dan derba chani mata pa re. Mata pa ya pa re.
So on the level of the perfectly existent aspect in referring to impermanence of the flower, there would not be any impermanence within the nature of the flower, but the impermanence is something which relates to that which has that nature, but the nature itself is the nature of the flower itself has to do with the clear light aspect of the mind. And within this clear light aspect of the mind, which is the true nature of the flower, there is no impermanence.
Mata tone medon dang unda nam dile mata tone medon dang ke hin ji pe chi chi da te che trama medon te sab konar korem ji rwa
ne
ote ten dare tisena mata pa gomba kap so Kuntak mata pada yewang mata pani nyambo den gonguire le tangbo pe mata pa gonbo kaps.
So it's very good then, or one should, when first doing impermanence meditation, it's important to relate it to these three aspects of impermanence as have been described here.
Jumzen karasena mata pa se jete tokta re jere tene seda meto la so ba mata pa mangbo den de ba zin ngo ngu yere dina kunda tang kunda ga mata pa de yinwang ga mata pa nyin de ba zu de kong ba re de ha ku ku re.
So as beginner meditation on impermanence, then one has the completely imputed form of impermanence, which is applying the name impermanence. And the dependent aspect then is relates to the actual things or entities to which one applies the name. And in the beginning, in doing impermanence meditation, then one should apply this name impermanence to any sort of a phenomena encountered.
Ta dun da dun na yin dong lo la kun da dang yin wang ni kun zop den ba re kun zop de kun zop zam de yore tene zung zeng ni je tong ba sem je rang yin wo sar de yong rob re thon dam dun dam den ba re dun dam de yore kun da yin wang ni kun zop den ba re kun zop zam de yore ba re ra ba Zungzhenyi ji tongpa semjia rangyin vayasar te tuan tam tenpare yang tong tampare yabare.
So then existence, as described by the empty of other school, should be discriminated in the following way, namely that these two aspects of completely imputed and dependent relate to relative existence, whereas the really existent or truly perfectly existent aspect, which is the clear light nature, is that which ultimately and truly exists.
Tene tetar yotsor ta mezor teta tetar to trumta da jar gogre. Trumta da maja na tega lehe na te nangba lola. Sarbo yungu mare.
So then this question about what do you mean by existence in in Buddhist terms, has to be related to these four levels of explanation, or the tenets of the four different schools. Just leaving it like that and saying, what do you mean by existence in Buddhism, doesn't result in any clear kind of understanding of it. So then in using such terms as the way in which things exist or the way in which they do not exist cannot be done indiscriminately. One has to relate it specifically to the tenets of a particular school, and in investigating it in that way, then one is able to get real clear.
Tene malare pe nyiso me pe ton to na ta ben cho jang de la sa song ba re zung zin ni len de pe sem je ne lo wo sa to na tene ta ba ta ben cho ta ba ta ba cho de cho ba re song do te malare pe ta ba te yin dong ta ba de mar be.
So as Milarepa said, then the view which is free of two or free of duality is the best view.
So
if one realizes the view which is free of duality, this is the supreme view. So this explanation of the way in which things exist or do not exist as related to the tenets of the various schools of thought is of extreme importance and should be thought about very carefully.
Temlare pisong kortik la zungzeng tarba nanjo de songre zungzeng ni sme pe semjene lo wesar to no tene nang deva to gyre zungzeng ni pote se zong yor ta nang zem pe sem zungzeng ni nang ge thurpa te sem thuk pe tsawa sem thuk pe tsawa nyumong da donga de zungzeng ni tin songre zungzeng ni sme pe Zungzhen ni len de be sem je ne lo ran ran yin wo sar to na ran wo sar te ngo le trema me be sen ran yin ji xiwa ran yin ji dewa ran yin ji kuyan ran yin ji pa yan ran yin ji long yan yi re ti se na ma la re be zungzhen tar be nam jo de so ma zungzhen ni ji dal Zungzhen tarba namjor de se je de zungzhen len de ba namjor ba de bo de zungzhen len de ba de zungzhen ni len de ba sem je ne lo ma do na zungzhen len de to ma ro ba ta ko so
namjor de
namjor pa de bo re mala re pa khoran de ba zungzhen tarba namjor de se
oh de de wa
mala re pa la lo ma ka ye ke te ne ta ka dor ji to na pe pa ka zo lo ma ka ye ke je tin ko zok de bo ye ba hyu do wa Tene deva chonji sumbare. Deva chonji jinani chik zungzhen tarva na jo de se chitare. Te kar chenpore. Tela samno tango. Deva te thokta matap ta kokta. Deva te thope reva zo kokta. Deva te thope thaphi zo kokta. Yeah.
So there was one time when some disciples came to Milarepa when he was staying in the cave. Drakpuk de Ming.
Rakya dorji zong. Nepali Tanya wo yore.
Oh, Drakpa Dorje Zong. Asya
Dorje Zong.
Zong, Dorje Zong. So Milarepa was staying in a cave called Dorje Zong, which means the fortress of the Vajra, Vajra Fortress. And while he was staying there, which in a place which is not far from Nepal, some disciples came to
Nepal. Sansani in a Sangoma Tetraka Dodje Zong, the Poosale over the Tanda. Nepal Sansan the Tanya, what is
it? It's close to the border of Nepal on the Tibetan side. And while Milarepa was staying there, then some of his disciples came and asked him how he was. And he sang a song about 12 kinds of happiness, or 12 kinds of well-being. Among these 12 kinds, then one of them was called Dzungzin Ndralwa.
Dzungzin Tarwa Nanjur De. Dzungzin Tarwa Nanjur Banga Devu Yusumari. Rang Korang Dzungzin Tarwa Kelamari.
Which means... Which means the well-being of the yogi who is beyond perceived and perceiver, or the well-being of the yoga which is beyond perceived and perceiver. So this is the way then of achieving inner peace and happiness, because it is. The idea of perceived and perceiver, this split between something being out there as it is perceived and a different perceiver of it as two different things, it is this which is the root of suffering, is the root of afflicted emotions, disturbed states of emotion, and so on, and is in itself nothing but a delusion or a misinterpretation. What one actually finds in analyzing it is the nature of mind, which is free of this duality of perceived and perceiver, and is the clear light luminosity. And within that clear light luminous nature, there is no stain, there is no sort of difficulty. So in resting there, one has achieved the well-being, which is the true inner well-being and the true peace.
Then the Dzungzin Tarwa Namjor De Yebe Ti Tsek De Dokso Zona Dzungzin Tarwa Mate Dok.
So if we then rewrite this line, and instead of saying the well-being of a yogi is freedom from perceived and perceiver, the duality of perceived and perceiver, then the line rewritten would read, the suffering of a human being is the duality of perceived and perceiver.
This is the Dzungzin Je, Dzungzin Ni Je Tongpa Semje Nen Lok Wai Sar To Na, Tene Nang Deva Tuk Tuk Ri.
So for this reason then, if one realizes the nature of the mind, which is the clear light, empty of perceived and perceiver, then one has achieved inner well-being, happiness.